وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program For Humanity. For humanity means that we need to give, we need to help our other fellow human beings, not that we just keep to ourselves. Something that we have discussed in the previous episodes, and we said that greed is a problem for humanity. We need to make sure that we don't fall into it. Now, smart human beings are the ones that think, are the ones that act on thinking, the ones who contemplate. Allah says in the Quran, there are signs لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, those who have intellect, those who think. Those who don't think, obviously, they are in a losing end. Sometimes we see that there are a lot of people and systems in this world that are greedy systems, systems that don't help, rather they hoard from people, they take from people, and even when they make money from the resources of the land, it does not go to people as well. They give them just little by little, just to keep them wanting more and to keep enslaving them. This is what almost 100% of the systems of the world that we have. I'm not aware of a system that's generous enough to say, I want to make my people as rich as possible, as happy as possible. There might be people, you know, systems, they give more than others. But to have it in their constitution that they want to make their people the wealthiest, the happiest, I have not seen. You can correct me. You can email me if you've seen such a thing. The idea here is we need to give. We need to be able to give. So greed is something that we should not have. If a smart person, a person that thinks of this world as self, and how short we get to live in this world, one gets to think, is it really worth it to have so much money and not help other people? And mind you, sometimes you don't have to be a billionaire or a millionaire or a thousandaire, if I can use that word, to be able to give. Sometimes just giving what you have is enough for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, they give even if they, walau kana bihim, Allah says, even if they had, they themselves were on poverty, khasasa, even if they were, themselves were feeling poverty, but sometimes they might have a bit of money, but these people will still give it. These people will still give it to other people. Like we can see with our imams, for example, they would always do that. Even when they don't have, they give whatever they have. Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba, alayhi salam, twice he gave every single item that he has beside the fact his clothes. And he helped other people. We also need to do that as well, to give to other people. Why? Because we only live for a very short time. Let me take a short break and then we'll come back and continue this topic.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We were saying that a person who thinks of his afterlife and thinks of death and how short this world is, surely greed is not going to be a problem for him. It will be, you know, an easy task for him to give and share. But for those who understand exactly what death is and what will happen after death, not just me and people who are like me say, yeah, surely we'll die. Surely there's an akhirah. But that's just words. We haven't understood the concept. We have not lived the concept of death. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he was saying to one person, he says, Ama tahzan, ama tahtam, ama ta'lam. Don't you feel sad? Don't you feel worry? Don't you feel pain? The man says, Bala wallah, I do. Then the Imam says to him, فَإِذَا كَانَ ذَلِكَ مِنْهَا. If this is how life is, it's just, you know, pain and misery and worry. فَذْكُرَ الْمَوْتِ. Then remember death. وَوَحْدَتَكَ فِي قَبْرِكَ. Remember the loneliness of the grave. Now you have money, you have people. But tomorrow, there will be no one there to keep you company. وَسَيَّلَانُ عَيْنَكَ عَلَىٰ خَدَّيْكَ. And when your eyes will melt on your cheeks, because the body will get decomposed in the grave. وَتَقَطْعُ أَوْصَالَكَ. And the body parts will be, they will fall apart by themselves. The body will get decomposed, and all the body limbs will start to fall apart. وَأَكْلِ الدُّودِ مِنْ لَحْمِكَ. And the insects and worms, as they start to come and eat from your meat. وبلاك. And then you will vanish, the body will vanish. وانقطاعك عن الدنيا. And there will be no connection and no return to this world. فإن ذلك يحثك على العمل. If you think of these things, they should make you work for your akhirah. They should make you become a generous person. And the Imam says, وَيَرْدَعَكَ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ مِنَ الْحِرْصِ. And should prevent you from so much of greed. If I constantly keep thinking of these things, and I believe they will happen to me, and one day I will face them, whether I like it or not, then that surely will help me prevent the greed. So I say, look, I'm going to a place where I don't know the laws. I don't know how things will work down there. But I know for sure, I've been told that if I give and if I help others with whatever I have, then the other world will be a better place for me. So that will make me work harder and become less stingier. And this is what the Ahl Bayt alayhim salamullah say. And also the mu'mineen, they have karama, honor in the eyes of Allah, those who give. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He describes them, He says, إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ. Except those who pray. الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ دَائِمُونَ. Those who constantly pray and protect the salah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, straight away He says after salah, وَالَّذِينَ فِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ مَعْلُومٌ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. And in their money, there's a portion of it designated for those who ask and for the needy. A mu'min, to be a mu'min, he needs to have these two traits, salah constantly and giving constantly. So these people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared heaven for them. And He says, وَالَّذِينَ يُصَدِّقُونَ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ. Those are truly the true believers and truly believe in the hereafter. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ رَبِّهِمْ مُشْفِقُونَ. And when it comes to the punishment of the Lord, are the ones who are afraid. So we need to be among those people who give and share, not the people that are greedy and deprive others. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.